This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you think, Sean? I told you, pretty good, right?
That song's great.
Yeah.
This is exactly my vibe.
They were at Boston Calling, and then they did that show on Sunday night.
That's kind of awesome.
That's a late birthday song for my daughter, Julia Hill, who loves that band.
And her birthday was Saturday?
I was just posting a picture to celebrate her birthday weekend.
Right? Oh, you said happy birthday, Julia. Okay, not like, oh, celebrating Julia's birthday for the weekend.
I know when my firstborn was born. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest day of my life.
She's also the nicest, sweetest human being of all time.
She's solid. Like,
she's listening to the show right now. Oh. So that's for her.
And she teaches in Eastie.
Yes.
So
yeah, she does.
She gets mad credit for
you
that.
You both have unbelievable daughters. Like the nicest, sweetest people.
Yeah, my wife, she did all the work.
Good job parenting.
Yeah, my wife, she does all the work.
Nobody cares about your kids. Why do you guys talk about them so much?
This is all the work.
This is Dan from Rhode Island, where we will be tomorrow night for pregame. For the road show at the Landing at 7:30. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up? I just real quick want to clear up this Rory thing with the driver.
Yeah.
The whole story is every week the tour tests randomly 50 people for equipment. And Rory's driver, what happens is these guys use it so much the face becomes too thin. So it's a legal driver 1 week. They just don't know when it's not going to be legal. And there was another guy who had his driver's fail, too, the night before. Guess who it was? It was Scotty Scheffler, the guy who won the freaking tournament. So that whole story is just nothing.
Wait, so why did he, if it's nothing, why did he avoid the media four consecutive days on it, Dan?
Because that's Rory being a dink. And that's who he, it had nothing to do with his driver. He's just a dink.
It had nothing to do with his driver, Dan? No, what are you talking about?
The story was totally overblown.
He hasn't talked to the media dozens of times. That's who he is.
No, I understand. I get it. But an entire tournament in the aftermath of that story, Scotty Scheffler met with the media, talked about it. We talked about Scotty Scheffler on the show the same day we talked about Rory.
And Shyam, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to be silent when we are talking about golf.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought it was just my own golf game, but okay, I'll take a back seat. Hop in the back seat.
In general.
Yeah. And I'll say, Dad, when are we going to get there?
On Curtis's lead, I will say this. I call Jack. Like, you owe the guy a phone call.
Yep.
You're not going to play in his tournament. Just call him.
Call the dinosaur.
It takes you 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. Good morning and hello to those that may be watching this show on Twitch or YouTube this morning. And this show every day on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And tomorrow through Sunday, celebrate the dads and the grads in your life with timeless elegance from Springer's. So whether you're honoring a father's legacy or a graduate's achievement, they will help you find just the right watch at Springer's Jewelers. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My lead today is about Daryl Doucette, who is the 35-year-old, longtime starting quarterback for the U.S. flag football team, who has spoken to the Washington Post after it was confirmed that NFL players would be able to go out for the team for the 2028 Olympics in L.A. In his interview, he said, "The flag guys deserve their opportunity. That's all we want. We felt like we worked hard to get the sport to where it's at. And then when the NFL guys spoke about it, it was like we were getting kicked to the side. I felt like I was the guy who could speak out for my peers, for my brothers that have been working hard to get to this level, for us not to be forgotten." Oh. Now, let me be clear. The NFL players are not just given a roster spot on the Olympic team. They have to go out for it. So if you, Daryl, and your brethren have what it takes to make the U.S. flag football team in the Olympics to be the greatest it could be, then you will be given those spots. If you feel like you are better qualified than, say, Patrick Mahomes in flag football, then you will be given that spot. I personally don't know if that will be the case. But I think that you speaking out to the Washington Post did not do what you thought it would. I don't think that it was your big one that said, oh, yeah, wait, maybe we should reconsider this. If you want to grow the sport, if you want to get eyeballs on the sport, you need a guy like Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you don't make it, you could just go back to your over 40 flag football league and play on Sunday mornings.
Darryl. Bro, just watch video of him. He looks like a kid on a school ground. It's not even like it's not even close to real football.
But the way in which he's talking about it is so narcissistic, but also just so losery. Like, he basically says that just because you're good in the NFL doesn't mean you'd be good at flag football because it takes different skill. You were the NFL player?
I mean, just it's really run routes and throw the football. If you're a good quarterback in the NFL, you should be able to throw footballs and flag football. But
let me see, if I'm given the choice of Lamar Jackson or Daryl Doucette, I think I'm gonna go with Lamar Jackson.
And it's so honestly, I don't know, it's just like so dumb. I'm not gonna watch it. Am I gonna watch Patrick Mahomes versus, like, you know, Ivan Slovakov from Slovakia?
You wouldn't watch it's the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't really care. Like, the only real sports events that I watch in the Olympics, I watch the basketball because I know some of the European players and I want to see, how it looks. I watch the hockey part because I know some of the European players. And maybe the 40-yard, the 100-yard dash. But I'm in the next.
But Curtis nailed it. Tom Brady ought to be the guy.
Right, or Fitzy took that from me, but
see somebody in Twitch right now that's like, you guys are missing the point. This is a terrible take. I don't know what the point is besides this guy thinks that he is better qualified to play on the U.S. flag football team in the Olympics than the NFL players. That's his point.
Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley would be better suited than this guy.
He has the career passing yardage record in the amateur flag football league. So
I mean, honestly, are you going to watch it?
Look at this. USMC Coldman 94. It's his livelihood, Courtney. Why are you being such a bitch about it? He has just as much right to make money in the NFL guys do. That is what I'm saying. He is going to go out for the team, as is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes is not going out for the team. Believe that.
Oh, wow. A lot of texts and comments on this. Don't be ignorant, Courtney. Thinking that a pro football player will be better at flag football is like thinking a pro hockey player will be a better player.
It's not even close to reverse.
This has reached mansplaining new levels. Can we just take a timeout? You absolute losers that play flag football Saturdays in the parks of Cambridge are not better than Patrick Mahomes. Every one of these guys that play flag football wishes they were in the NFL couldn't make it.
But, like, they elevated the sport. Then the NFL guys just step in. No, the NFL and U.S. flag football have come to an agreement that everybody has to try out. Whoever the best players during tryouts are going to make the team. If Daryl Doucette...
Curtis, these over 30 or over 40 hardo texts are fantastic. He isn't exactly... It's a 508 text. He isn't exactly wrong, though. Granted, everybody is going to have their shot, but sometimes it can be harder to grab a flag than it is to just tackle someone.
I quit. Stop.
Yeah. The fact that we even got flag football as an Olympic sport, stop it.
I'll watch. I'm excited.
I'd rather watch. Well, I mean, I'm waiting for pole dancing to become an Olympic sport.
Can we please have these guys call in? I beg of you.
This is Raj. What's up, Raj?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First of all, great show. Love you guys. Listen to you every morning going to work.
Thank you.
So thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I used to was a defensive coordinator for a team called the Toronto Raptors. It's an indoor arena flag football. And yeah,
Yeah, thanks. Defensive coordinator? No, thanks.
Guys.
They don't need a defensive coordinator.
I wanted to hear.
The defense is you grab the flag.
That's not nice.
When the dude's running by, you grab his flag. That's how you play defense.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be ready for all those trick plays.
I wanted to hear.
Yeah, they have headsets. Know what they should bring back?
Did that guy have business cards, do you think, printed?
Probably.
Definitely. Defensive coordinator for the Toronto Flag football team.
I wonder who's scouting.
I mean, what?
I wonder who's scouting. He's out there as a scout.
Greg, this is the perfect opportunity. I might actually be able to drop an offensive play for flag football.
You know what they should bring back, Greg, is for an Olympic sport, the lingerie football league. Yes. Now watch that.
Yes, I know you would.
That
I
know watch. You
would. Toronto Raptors?
Yeah.
I thought that was a basketball.
It is.
413 text. Imagine thinking that a guy who works 9 to 5 and plays flag football on the weekends is better than an NFL player when it comes to playing flag football. Yes. You're That's making crazy. A great point, Texter.
They chase their dreams. There's a thing you can follow on social media. It's like 37U. It's called where guys go out and play football on the weekends, full blown tackle football. Oh, it's bad.
What a great lead, Courtney.
Good job.
I'm serious.
Hold on.
Thank you.
My face hurts.
847 text. Flag football is a different game. Don't sell those guys short. I played on an intramural flag team at a Big Ten school. And it's all about speed and misdirection.
Speed and misdirection.
Right. That's not what actual football's like.
Yeah. No misdirection at all.
You don't need speed.
Right. Not many fast guys in the NFL. Yep. Can change direction real quick.
I'm sure those Big Ten flag football parties were epic.
Can you imagine Tyreek Hill with a flag on? I don't know if you're going to catch that boy.
Why are you belittling me? Tyreek Hill's never played it before. He would suck.
All I know is that if that's the case, Daryl Doucette has nothing to worry about. He'll be perfectly fine.
He'll win his spot.
Correct.
Yes, he will.
Yep.
No, he ain't winning nothing. Come on, flag. What is it? The United States of America flag football representatives. We got Patrick Mahomes or what's his name? Daryl Doucette. I think I know who they're going to take as their quarterback.
I love the text, too, because including Big Ten definitely makes you more of a football guy.
All right.
Ken, we should try to get Daryl on the show.
Okay, I'll reach out.
Or do you think he's lifting right now?
Well, we can find out.
He's definitely training. When's the Olympics? 2020?
Might be at a QB clinic.
Yeah. He's definitely training.
Why don't you DM him and ask him if he's available?
He's working with Brady's quarterback coach.
Hey. Unbelievable.
I mean, that's wild. Great lead, though.
Good job.
Excellent, Courtney.
You will get to your lead coming up.
You got it, brother.
My lead as well. And right now, Courtney, and everything that is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1, the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and they went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich's first career walk-off home run was a grand slam with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Richard Fitz got the start. He went 3 innings, giving up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 2. Last one with the Brewers today. First pitch at 1:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130-121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in front of his dad. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him in the win. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC is going to try to close out their series tonight against Minnesota. Tip of that one is at 8:30.
Justin Jefferson is no business being on this flag football team.
It'd be like my Uncle Dougie, who's like a weekend warrior softball player, going, no, we don't want MLB guys playing. They don't know how to play softball. Can you imagine Juan Soto? He don't know how to hit a softball.
In the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game four at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. And when it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a head coach by the end of the week. The Pats have the fifth voluntary practice today. We will hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 11:45. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big news for saving on summer refreshments. Select soda is now buy two, get two free at Shaw's and Star Market. Buy two, get two free on 12-pack cases of Coca-Cola and Pepsi. 12-ounce cans, lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Follow-up text from the Big Ten guy, Curtis. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I can't see text in here.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah, our quarterback was all Big Ten second team, but keep making your jokes. We'll see what happens.
Was Will Howard your starting quarterback?
Believe me, everybody at that Big Ten school was making their jokes. You just weren't privy to them.
All right. Rest of the leads, and then they said it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.